Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. By now, almost everyone is aware that consumer prices are rising much faster than the U.S. government and Federal Reserve were formerly pretending. High consumer prices only result from a few causes. For instance, you can have temporary shortages, such as the impact after hurricanes, tornadoes, or major fires. But almost always, it is a result of governments increasing the money supply faster than the expansion of available goods and services. This expansion of the money supply is pretty much guaranteed when there is a massive increase in government spending, which is exactly what the federal government has been doing for more than a year now. To try to hide the inflation of the money supply and pushing up consumer prices, the government and Federal Reserve go through four stages. First, they pretend that inflation of the money supply is so low it doesn't matter, which is what the Fed has been claiming up until a few weeks ago. Then the politicians and bureaucrats try to claim that consumer prices need to be rising faster than they used to, which is exactly what the Fed has been pretending for the past year. Once it's obvious that consumer prices are rising faster than how the government and Fed have been deceiving people, they try to pass it off as being a temporary or transitory event. This hopefully will lull the public into not taking steps to protect their personal finances. That is how government officials and the Fed are now trying to deceive you. Last, when it is evident that rising consumer prices are neither temporary nor minimal, politicians and bureaucrats proclaim that price increases are good for the economy. They say this even though history repeatedly proves this to be false. The only way to avoid far higher future consumer price increases is to turn off the spigot. Government spending as a percentage of the gross domestic product would need to decline sharply. Increasing the money supply and government deficit spending would have to cease. Do you really think there are enough politicians in Washington or bureaucrats at the Federal Reserve who are fiscally responsible? Not a chance. What are you going to do about it? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.